us through just the mentality, your focus. You and Russell Westbrook were huge down that stretch. Just talk to us about the mentality having to come up with this win.
I'm going to be honest, man. Cassius Winston kept me in the game. I was getting a little heated at the end of the fourth. For whatever reason, I just wasn't in the game. And then he was just like, be a killer these last 3 minutes. And sure enough, you know, they put the ball in my hand. I just stayed in attack mode and made plays down the stretch. But Russ did the same. Russ kept us in the game. You know, he was standing in attack mode. Every time he got the ball off a rebound or a transition, he was pushing it, got us some easy buckets, got an and one. You know, got some finishes in transition. So, you know, they got us going.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadley, Ryan LK, Anthony Bellino, all joining you here this morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. You can find Dan at Dan in the Studio. Find Ryan at RyanL_Key. Find me at AC Bellino. Find our podcast and listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and the iHeartRadio app. Plus, visit us online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Dan, do you have any sort of, like, nuclear siren? Anything like that? Like an air raid siren or anything?
No, I don't. I have a, what do you want? For what?
Well, I saw something. I was like, you know, that's not a breaking news bulletin. That would be like a bomb going off. But before we get to that, let's get to that piece of audio. I am very happy for Cassius Winston. I'm happy for Cassius Winston. The audio clip there, him being able to have an impact. It's not easy, man. And in the NBA, when there's only two rounds, if you can find an organization where you fit and you stick, like, that's really...
That was Bradley Beal, by the way, for Bradley those who Beal's couldn't recognize the voice.
Speaking on Cassius Winston keeping him in the game, is what he said. He kept me in the game. And I think that for Cassius to find some success in Washington, whether G League or on the regular roster, it's fit... has a lot to do with it.
Xavier Tillman down in Memphis just recorded his first double-double this week. So it hasn't been great for Cassius Winston this year in terms of stats, but to learn behind Russell Westbrook, Bradley Beal, and Ish Smith, I think that's a great spot for him to learn how to be a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Because like coming out of the draft or coming into the draft, I said like, Cassius Winston's like comp or like ceiling should be like Ish Smith. Guy's a little undersized, can dribble, can shoot. Like the guard that can kind of carry the franchise over until they're finding their star point guard.
And it's just so challenging and so difficult to stick at that level. And I just wish more people. I think I saw somewhere. Was it Mo? Did Mo Wagner get waived?
I don't know. To be honest, Iggy did. Brazdeikis, I believe, did. I don't know if Mo did.
Gotcha. So Brazdeikis, you know, trying to find a way, and he was one of those guys where it's like, if you are going to leave early from college, you got to be the best guy on the floor. You have to. You have to stick out and be like, this guy is unstoppable, and that's what worried me. With Franz in some of his play late there in the NCAA tournament, I just did not feel like, hey, this guy, like, yeah, I assumed he would be the difference maker. But in that UCLA game, and I know it's one game, but, you know, even at the end of the season, like, I need you to give me 20 a night and know that this guy can get me 20 a night. And there were just nights where that just did not happen. And it makes you kind of scratch your head when you look forward towards the NBA draft. But hearing the good things about Cassius Winston, I want people to know that I'm a fan of Cassius Winston. I'm a fan of that young man. And he went through enough in his young life already, but especially in that last year that, you know, things are just much bigger than basketball or rivalries or stuff like that. And he was a guy that, although, you know, difficult to watch him banging threes left and right in your team's eye socket, tough not to root for that young man to just be successful in life, all things considered. You know, and that's where I fall into the Cassius Winston, and he's a very humble guy too. Like, as all time Spartan great, and just a very humble guy. He knows what he is. He doesn't have to tell anybody anything, you know. Now, back to that air raid siren I was asking Dan about. Holy mackerel, what if we did this? What if the Detroit Lions trade back to 12 and then bounce again from 12 to 15? What if they go double whammy trade and move back twice in the first round? Would you take Patrick Surtain there? What if they did that?
If he's at 15, I don't think he'll last that long.
Oh, my goodness. If they went double, if they double dipped, you might see me lose my mind.
Go with a nice Russell Brown double-double in the draft.
Can you imagine if they did that? If Brad Holmes did that, Troy Weaver's statue might get moved. I'm not saying he's not getting one. I mean, it's just saying slide to the side a little bit. That might have to happen. Oh, my goodness. Is it J.C. Horn? Patrick Surtain? I mean, if they're both there, you know, do you have to begin looking at safety and where this team might sit at safety? Is there somebody on the board there that looks good because you know you need secondary help? Surtain and Horn seem to be number one and two across most big boards. Asante Samuel Jr. is up there. It's crazy that now we're talking about these guys' kids, like Asante Samuel, Patrick Surtain. Like, that's crazy. But they are that if they can move from seven back to, let's say that the Lions decide that, yeah, they are going to trade back and they're going to trade with Denver. And New England's like, ah, shucks, right? Denver moves up for the Lions. They swap. Lions get the ninth pick in this year's draft in exchange for the seven, plus they get an additional, maybe a second rounder in this year's draft. Maybe it's a third rounder in this year's draft. And then the Lions move back from nine because maybe Justin Fields is still on the board. Maybe because Justin Fields, the report is out now that he's been dealing with epilepsy. Now, it's never affected him on the football field, but the guy's epileptic. I don't know if you have any family members that are epileptic. I have a cousin who developed it, and it is, you know, at any given moment, that's it. Like, you got to, you know, it's all about response time. It's you know, 90% of how you react to the 10% of what's actually happening to you, right? One of my cousins went down at a Thanksgiving dinner out of nowhere. Didn't even know that he'd never had this issue before in his life. Just literally started seizing, poof, right off the couch, right on the floor. It's crazy. But does that report affect Justin Fields' stock? And does he start to drop a little bit? And is this where Bill Belichick's like, yeah, we are going to make this move. We'll trade with the Lions. Because if the Lions got an additional second or third for Denver and then jump back to 15 with an additional second or third, I don't know how you don't have John Dorsey, Brad Holmes, the entire staff. I mean, I would a double trade here. If they can weasel it out with Denver and then go back, maybe it's a dream scenario. Maybe I'm living in fantasy land, but that's okay. We all are until the actual draft happens because nobody knows what's going to happen. Nobody has any idea. All it takes is for one guy to go in a different position than what the quote unquote experts thought. I mean, if we had Todd McShay and Mel Kiper and Lewis Riddick and whoever else, Matt Mitchell, whoever. If you have all these guys, Matt Miller, you have all these guys that are draft experts and you have them put together their round by round, 1 through 32 picks, their big boards, everybody's mocks across the board. I respect all of their opinions. There's no way to guess this thing. It's a crapshoot. It's like playing roulette. You have no, like, you got a 1 in 30 chance. So if the board begins to fall and stumble and the Lions move back twice in the first round, I think you got serious excitement and a good indicator of the direction this franchise is going. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets even hotter. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the King of Sportsbooks. Sign up today using code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Pistons or Spurs. And if either team hits a three, you win regardless of your bet's outcome. No matter what your favorite sport is, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on the Pistons or the Spurs hitting a three. Bet with confidence and turn game days into paydays at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets, must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend John Cornack. Now, he heads up the Eisenhower Center, America's leader when it comes to traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Now, they've partnered with Selfridge Air Force Base on the east side of the state in Harrison Township, just north of the Detroit metro area. And they do have a Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, and they're looking to expand it. So they're going to need philanthropists listening right now across the state who can step up and help our veterans get back to living the lives they deserve to lead. So what you can do, if you have the means to step up and help the Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, which is part of the Eisenhower Center program, just go to EisenhowerCenter.com. And then you'll find a way to get a message to John Cornack, who heads up the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available daily at your local Meijer, now for anyone 16 or older. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, text COVID to 75049 to get started.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
The Meijer guest line is open for you to join the conversation on X's and Bros. Meijer is a proud sponsor of the Michigan Sports Network and the official sponsor of the Detroit Tigers, Red Wings, Pistons, and Lions.
Right now they're playing a game called Either Or. Justin Fields versus Trey Lance.
Who you are?
Justin Fields versus Mac Jones. Justin Fields. Justin Fields.
Justin Fields or the field.
Yeah, Justin Fields over Trey Lance. The guy played at Ohio State. Justin Fields over Mac Jones. Come on, it's not that hard. Now all of a sudden he's got epilepsy and everybody's wigging out. Hasn't affected him yet.
But again, it's not all of a sudden he has it.
Did you know about it before today?
No, but I mean, yeah, I did. I knew about it yesterday.
Did you know about it before yesterday?
My whole point is, if he knew about it, I mean, I would have liked for that to have been disclosed, you know, when he entered the draft. That's just my opinion. Holding off until 9 days before the draft to announce, and I, like, you know, David Chow, Pro Football Doc on Twitter, says that it shouldn't affect his stock. Well, we're 9 days away from the draft, and you're just telling the 32 teams that maybe want to draft you that you have a brain disorder. Maybe you should have mentioned that 6 months ago.
Why?
Because things smaller than this have
affected draft stocks.
Yeah, this is absolutely going to affect the stock. I would have held out to the night before. I've been playing with epilepsy.
See, that's the thing. How about 6 months ago, he says it, and then there's 6 months to debunk the fact that it won't do anything for his draft stock. Instead, there's 9 days to figure it out. I mean, if you're his agent and you're thinking, man, I wish we would have said this 6 months ago.
You don't know that. Maybe they planned it like this. I would say less is more. I don't want people knowing this 6 months ago. I don't want people knowing it 6 days ago. You give teams 9 days, figure it out. You want me or not?
But when did the teams just find out yesterday?
Or did the public just find out?
Because what if he's telling the teams? What if this was a known thing? They're just like, hey, like it hasn't been, obviously it hasn't been an issue because we haven't heard of Justin Fields having a seizure at any point.
That hasn't affected him one bit.
So maybe he's just like, yeah, like this is it. Here's when my last episode was. Like, here's what my doctors and what the team doctors from Ohio State have said. So maybe it has been disclosed.
Right.
And this is when the public have found out.
Mm-hmm. Man, interesting. Very interesting there. Let's shift gears to the Detroit Pistons. They played last night. A lot of NFL draft talk today. We're going to pick back up on with Jeff Kerr coming up from CBS Sports. He'll join us next. But the Pistons lost by 10 to the Dallas Mavericks. A pretty legitimate loss there, I would say, to Dallas. Corey Joseph came out, played a pretty good game. Mason Plumlee, he was back in the lineup. Jeremy Grant, Sadiq Bey, Plumlee, Joseph, and Jackson. That was your starting lineup. Frank Jackson, Josh Jackson got the start. Frank Jackson came off the bench, as did Wayne Ellington back in the rotation. He finished with 11. Hamidou struggled. Our boy Hamidou, he was... he wasn't great last night, 0 for 6 from the floor. And one of the areas that I wanted to, you know, kind of, and it's interesting how, you know, the team is still, everything positive that I've said about them, I still stand by. That's one loss to a Dallas team that's fighting for playoff contention. It's a game you kind of have to lose for draft stock purposes. But Sadiq Bey is finally starting to garner the attention that he very much deserves when it comes to Rookie of the Year. Now, Rookie of the Year, I mean, Anthony Edwards is averaging 18 points a game. Hasn't really hit the rookie wall. He's put up 20 or more points in 7 of the last 9 games. Minnesota would be a disaster without him. They already are, but, I mean, they're not winning a lot of games, but and they should be better. Karl Anthony Towns should be better. But for this team, Anthony Edwards is doing everything from a points and rebounds and assists. You know, he's averaging 18, 4.5, and 3. Those are pretty tough numbers to contend with. Tyrese Halliburton averaging 13 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. He has been, I mean, he's leading the rookie class in assists right now and is second in steals. And it's, you know, he's struggling a little bit defensively for his team, but he does his part.
You know what I'm thinking? Who was it? Oh, it was Ben
Anthony
Simmons.
Bellino loves Tyrese Halliburton.
Four or five years ago, Ben Simmons had the second year Rookie of the Year. I'm thinking if they would have just let Killian not play the rest of the season, that he would have been a runaway Rookie of the Year next year.
A runaway Rookie of the Year. Emmanuel Quickley is playing for the New York Knicks, who have, I mean, they're that 8-game winning streak. New York is getting ready to implode. Zion said he loves playing there. Like, Julius Randle, I mean, they're having the time of their life, which is fine. You know that LaMelo Ball was having a great year. He's going to come back, and if he comes back and is anywhere near where he was playing once he entered the starting lineup, like, it's over. Rookie of the Year is going to be signed, sealed, delivered, and it's a lot of it is a popularity contest. Now, I'm not saying Sadiq Bey should be the winner of the Rookie of the Year award. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the attention that he is garnering now on a national level, and the fact that you look at a young man who came in and set the record for the most three-pointers by a rookie in franchise history with 126 made threes, passing Brandon Knight, who made 106, and he didn't even need a full 82-game season to do it, that's pretty impressive. The other night, starting 6-for-6 from three, that's pretty impressive as well. Not the fact that it's necessarily this idea that Sadiq Bey needs to be anything else other than what he is, and not to put any added pressure on him, but I think that when you look at, you know, pick number 19 for this team, coming in and having the impact that he is having. Isaiah Stewart coming in to this team at pick number 16 and having the impact that he is having. Wearing the Detroit's own beef stew shirt. I love it. I love it. It would look like a Campbell's Soup label. It said beef stew, Detroit original. fantastic. These guys are putting the rest of the league on notice. And this is why I got in this conversation yesterday, you know, because I was at a family event, and every time you go there and they're like, you know, family friends are there, they always want to ask you how you're doing. Then they want to get your thoughts on every single team that you can think of. And it's like, you could just listen to the radio every morning and it works out great. We do this every morning for 3 hours.
I wish I understood that, Anthony. I feel the same way.
Dan, what's up, Dan? Long time no see. Oh, now how are you, Mr. Phillips? Like, doing great. Oh, what do you think about those Tigers? And it's like, oh.
What's your phone number? I'll text you a link to the podcast.
Here's the stations. You could just, every day you could listen. I mean, the Pistons. Yesterday I got one of those. Oh, the Pistons, they suck. And I'm like, oh, Todd, you bite your tongue. So now I got to go on the defense. I'm here, celebrating the life of my grandmother, defending Sadiq Bey. Like, you know, I'm Jon Snow in Game of Thrones. One guy with his sword out and the whole army's charging. I'm like, bite your tongue with Sadiq Bey. Because this team is now, as you're seeing articles, whether they're Bleacher Report or Yahoo or NBA.com or ESPN, these guys are picking up as an 18-win team. We're picking up the attention of everybody else around the league. Sadiq Bey will not win Rookie of the Year, but he's in that conversation. And when's the last time the Pistons had a rookie that you were this excited about? Not much less one, but to have three that were all taking the top 20 of the draft, that were all a little bit unknown. In Killian Hayes, what do we expect from him? In Isaiah Stewart, what do we expect from him? And in Sadiq Bey, this is an exciting time to be a part of this franchise. Now, one of them could turn into Luka Doncic, who, as you can see on your screen, if you're watching on Comcast or BCSN, 30 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. Not really a whole lot you could do there. Kristaps, he had 19 points. It's like, goodness gracious. Yeah, Jalen Brunson out there getting 20. Just not good. Tim Hardaway Jr., Michigan alum, finished with 15 points on 6 of 13 shooting. Added a rebound and a couple of assists as well. Trey Burke got a DNP last night. We'll step aside when we return, talk a little more NFL draft with Jeff Kerr from CBS Sports next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age or older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available daily at your local Meijer, now for anyone 16 or older. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, text COVID to 75049 to get started.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming for the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000 to share your thoughts. Or you can join us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. That's where we're going to find Jeff Kerr of CBS Sports joining the program.
Not yet, though.
Early applause for the crowd. Well, while we get Jeff on the horn to talk a little NFL draft with us, I want to remind you that this coming weekend, UFC 261 live from Jacksonville, Florida. It's all taking place, and Twin Spire Sportsbook has a special primetime offer for the upcoming Usman Masvidal fight this weekend. Title fight, new players can win $100 on a $1 bet if the welterweight champion Usman defeats Masvidal in Saturday's rematch. Just use the promo code PRIMETIME, and you're going to walk away with $100 in your pocket if the heavily favorited Usman emerges victorious. Just visit Twin Spire Sportsbook or you can download the app, twinspires.com, and that's where you can find that great primetime play. Just once again, use the promo code PRIMETIME, and you have to wager on that actual fight itself. So looking forward to the upcoming NFL draft. I just saw a statistic floating around that said when it comes to pick retainment, the position that you're picking, offensive line has a 60% retainment rate for the teams that originally selected them. Wide receiver, that drops all the way down to 27, which is the lowest. Offensive line being the highest. Wide receiver being the lowest as far as that next contract. And I think that we can look right here to Detroit to see sort of the changes that we've seen at the wide receiver position ourselves with guys like Kenny Galladay, no longer there. And that's completely fine. If that is, the way that the franchise wanted to go, they thought that maybe they could get some value in the draft. They want to address it in free agency, or they just don't want to pay that high price tag for a guy that cannot separate himself and everything has to be a 50-50 jump ball. Is that what they want to do with Jared Goff? They know more about that situation than we do, I can tell you that much. Could we see running backs make a little bit of a push here in this year's draft with guys like Travis Etienne? Could you see that? We know we've been talking about Devontae Smith. We've been talking about Ja'Marr Chase. We're talking about the wide receiver position, Jalen Waddle, Kyle Pitts. What is he? Is he the hybrid? More Jimmy Graham than Travis Kelce? So a lot of questions. And then what does Detroit do at 7? The double trade back thing that I talked myself into earlier in today's show. Really, really excited about that. Dan, any word from Jeff?
No, I tried to contact him. He's probably sleeping or something. Probably forgot. I don't know. I feel bad.
Oh, all right. Well, shoot. All good. As long as I know that I was like waiting to tee him up, and I was like, oh, well, hey, that's live radio, man. That's what happens. So our picks are 7, 41st, 72, 101. So that takes us in the first round, second, two picks in the third round this year. Remember that. Round 4 and round 5. Every one of these picks is in the top 150. So you typically have 7 picks in a draft. There's 7 rounds. Lions have 6 picks this year, however, 2 of which are in the third. I like that. I like this ability to get this NFL draft. And when you start to look at the overall like value of where you're picking at, 6 picks in the top 153, it's not too shabby. And the question I posed on Twitter is if the Lions traded with Denver for the first round swap, 7 for 9, plus a second or third, would you do it? If you could then flip 9 from Denver for a swap with New England, 9 for 15 plus an additional second or third, would you? Moving back from 7 to 15, but acquiring 2 additional picks. My buddy Storm Norton, offensive tackle for the LA Chargers. God, I wish Detroit would have had an opportunity to snag him. But he was a guy that coming out of Toledo, he did the undrafted free agent route. Didn't work out first go around, ended up in the XFL, ended up getting signed by the Chargers out of the XFL. What a success story he's been. And then, starting a ton of games with the Chargers last season. So that was fantastic. But would you do that? You basically, and I did the Cliff Notes version, you move back from 7 to 15, but you get 2 additional picks for both. I just didn't specify if both picks are in the second, if both picks are in the third, or if you get a pick in each. So based upon this scenario, is there any way you would say no? Ryan and Dan, would you say no to either one of those? Meaning you give up number 7, which could have, as you see on your screen right now, Penei Sewell, Devontae Smith, Jaylen Waddle, maybe Micah Parsons, Ja'Marr Chase. Like, you got to assume all those guys are gone. Would you do it? Because in that last segment, I tricked myself into believing this.
Anthony, it sounds like you need to go to a mock draft website and just live out this dream of acquiring 100 different picks and then just sleeping on it.
Would you call me Troy Presti if I was able to pull this off? Troy Weaver plus Sam Presti.
No, I'd call you every NFL fan that sits on mock drafts like, see, you could trade back number 7 for 15 and New England's number 1s for the rest of time. It works in the trade machine. But like, you're trade machine guy right now.
No. I'm not asking for firsts. I didn't even ask anybody for a first. I said, well, I'm going to swap and you give me a second or a third. I left the option available. And would you then again, would you trade back from 7 to 9 and then do it again? So you'd drop from 7 to 15. I didn't specify. I didn't say they both had to be seconds. They could be third round picks.
Better be second round picks.
So now you're going trade machine guy. They better be this. Or
No, I'm not saying I have to do it. If it's a third, then I'm saying no. I'm sticking where I'm at.
Gotcha. So if they are both third round
picks. I'm trade machine guy. You're good. I'm asking Denver for 9 and 2 first round picks, and that's going through. Because I've done these mock drafts before.
Do you think that that's too much to ask if you're the Lions to swap 9 from 7 and get an additional third round pick?
No, that should be the bare minimum starting point for Denver.
Perfect. And if you're going to move back now from 9 to 15, because for whatever reason, Justin Fields maybe has the eyes of Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots and they're interested in him, for example, would you then trade back from 9 to 15, swap those picks and get a second from New England? So you got to, or yeah, if they're both seconds, I don't know how you'd say no.
All depends how the board falls. Like, do you really want all of a sudden just say number 15 pick when, like, what are you looking for? You looking for a wide receiver? Offensive line you can attack in the second round if you have half the second round picks. But you're missing out at a chance at a top 10 pick just to be draft capital guy.
Would you have preferred the Lions move back from number 3 last year?
Yeah.
To be draft capital guy. And then select another 5.
To knowing that Okuda probably could have fallen where they wanted to if the quarterback demand was there. But they didn't. So I'm just, yeah, I would have preferred it, but we don't know what was offered, really.
All they had to do was show up to Tua's workouts and just give us a little smoke. And I like the fact that the Lions have been present at some of these different workouts. I think that's important. I think that that is a good sign. For Lions fans, I do not believe that they would take quote-unquote quarterback of the future just because of every other hole that was needed. I mean, that's what makes Atlanta so intriguing this year, because what is Atlanta going to do? If you believe that you're going to have Matt Ryan for a couple more years, why would you even think about quarterback at 4? Like, well, Atlanta might want to find Matt Ryan's replacement. Not if you think you can be competitive this year. And why are you going to worry about drafting somebody to sit? Like, that's what you don't do that in the first round. You draft for depth in the later rounds. You're drafting in the first round for someone who you believe can come in and start day one. That's a first round pick. You're going to come in and contribute right away. You are a first round draft pick. That's the bare minimum. And if you come in and contribute and it doesn't go very well, that's where we have problems. That's where you find Jeff Okuda. That's where you also find the fact that they didn't have an off-season program, but nobody really, like, those that work in football understand how important that was for these guys to miss out. Those that don't are like, yeah, he's a bum. You should have never took him at 3. And if you want to make the argument that you should not have taken him at three because you should have dealt that pick to move back in the draft if you believed you still could have gotten him later, then that's fine. I totally agree with that. I've got no problem. But I also have no problem with them selecting him at three. They needed a corner. He was the best available corner. The other question was Simmons. I mean, that guy barely had any run on special teams last year. Kid out of Clemson. You don't know how this is going to work out. There's no such thing as a sure thing in the NFL draft. We are all believing that Trevor Lawrence is a lock. You know who else was a lock? Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. Both of those guys. They were supposed to change the game in 2015. Neither of which is on the original team that drafted him. Tennessee went somewhere else. Jared Goff was a number one overall pick, got his team to a Super Bowl, and got traded. Sam Darnold was the savior of the Jets. Look at that. Overnight, poof, Carolina. What are the Jets going to do? Go right back to trying to find a quarterback with that miserable-ass roster they have. I am flabbergasted at the way that people look at the NFL draft. Like, San Francisco, go get Jimmy Garoppolo's replacement. If you don't plan on playing him day one, I swear to God, I hope you do. Go right ahead. Go draft somebody to sit on the bench at number three. Please. I wish you would. That's a wasted pick. If you're not going to immediately try to deal Jimmy Garoppolo, why would you waste the third overall pick on somebody that can't help you right now if you believe you have a winner, which San Francisco should believe that they have a winner. Jacksonville should not. But if Trevor Lawrence gets drafted at number one overall and makes, over the course of a decade, one Pro Bowl, come on, what are we doing here? And that's people believing like he's just going to come in and change that franchise. I don't think Urban Meyer's going to be a winner in Jacksonville.
The problem, like, I agree with everything you're saying. Don't draft a quarterback at three unless he's starting. But we are fans, and you're an employee of the team that has been consistently the worst drafting team in the league by a million miles. They had one 11-win season. We have no room to talk here. Like, if Kyle Shanahan's team, John Lynch's team, says we're going to get a quarterback, they are actually a good franchise. They seem to know what they're doing. Our team, we have no clue what is going on until proven otherwise.
So you're going to wait and see how Brad Holmes and John Dorsey, even though Brad Holmes was a part of something that drafted really well in L.A., so he's got a little bit of a resume. John Dorsey built the Kansas City Chiefs and has had his hands all over the Cleveland Browns. Both those teams are playoff teams. I'd like to believe that I have some faith in these guys to pull this off. I'm not throwing blind luck at a guy like Bob Quinn, who's getting his first run at being a general manager because the team's taking a flyer and trying to rebuild the Patriots.
Okay, but would you have put...
with a head coach without any proven head coaching experience that's been riding the coattails just like most of the coaches there off of Bill Belichick. Like, this is not just some blind faith. Like, there are guys in the front office that have a track record of success. Yes.
Okay, this is before the 5 years that have happened, would you have put blind trust in John Elway?
I don't know.
Do you not think you would have said John Elway can find us a good quarterback in 5 years? And it hasn't happened.
It has not happened. Look at what we did. John Elway came in with what kind of front office experience? We put blind trust into a former leader of our team, a team that led one of our franchises to championships, a guy that played for the franchise and was one of, if not the greatest player to ever don the jersey.
Are you talking about Joe Dumars?
I'm talking about Stevie Y. But Stevie Y came in with a resume that he had his hands on a winner ahead of time. I think that that's important. I honestly do. Joe D, I mean, they constructed a championship team. So it doesn't matter that he signed Josh Smith and Charlie Villanueva and, the rest of that
Ben Gordon
crew. Ben Gordon. Oh, it doesn't, but it does. Guy got us a championship and got us six consecutive magical seasons at the Palace of Auburn Hills after what he already did in his playing career of bringing two titles here. So Joe D is fine. He's good. He brought us success. Welcome to the doldrums. Welcome to the basement, right? Watch your step on the way down here. It's dark. It's gloomy. And now we look back on yesteryear and say, yeah, a lot of people were mad at Ken Holland. If they could have continued the streak for 25 more years, I don't care if they win a Stanley Cup. Get me the hell out of this five-win BS, please. ASAP. Brad Holmes, can you find me a Cooper Cup in this draft? Like, the dude was a part of a franchise.
Devontae Smith.
Cooper Kupp wasn't a first rounder.
I'm saying that's what they think he is just because of his size.
Right. Fast, small, speedy guy, whatever. Give me somebody in the third or the fourth round where there's some crazy value for something. John Dorsey. Like, hey, buddy boy. Like, took a chance. Wanted Baker. Like, had to draft a quarterback. Like, had to assemble a very good team there in Cleveland that is now a playoff contender.
Well, they took some.
Like, they're loaded.
Think of the insane risks, though, they took early on to get to where they are. The Lions have not done that. I'm not saying that I want them to. The trading Matthew Stafford could not have happened any better, in my opinion.
Amen. I second that.
I don't know where they go. I don't know if they trade back. It's like Ryan said 5 minutes ago. It's all about what happens before them. We'll see.
It's all in how the board falls. And I am really – Juwan Howard got hired at Michigan, and Juwan Howard came in with 20 years of playing experience at the NFL level and as an assistant coach – or at the NBA level and as an assistant coach at the NBA level. I put blind trust in the fact that the recruiting should be the easy part for him. Like, all he's got to do is walk in the room, sit down. He's like, yeah, I made over $100 million in my NBA playing career. What'd that guy do? Nothing in the NBA? Perfect. Thank you. That should be the easy part. There is a drastic difference from going from professional coach to college coach, because when you are a professional coach, you are coming down with everything that those kids want, and that's to make money playing this sport. When you try to move from college to pro, that doesn't always work out well. And there is like this belief that, you know, well, Urban Meyer is going to take Trevor Lawrence at number one, and they're going to be like, the dude hired a strength coach that got canned for some racist background stuff, some allegations that were flying around, and Urban Meyer already stepped on every pro player.
He didn't get fired. He resigned because he knew that he had said it.
Right. A forceful resignation, but Urban hired him already, and it's kind of gone away. It's piped down a little bit, but for those who believe that Urban Meyer is going to come in here and just be the savior, you got to surrender a lot of control when everybody out there in that field is making more money than you. You got to be able to relate to these players. And that's a story that is going to be fantastic to watch play out over the course of the 2021 year, is what does Urban Meyer do in North Florida? He's going to have some leeway because he built some clout there, but you know, because he had success in Gainesville, but it will be fun to watch. For Dan and Ryan, I'm Anthony saying so long. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
As a healthcare professional, you care for your patients. But who will care for your practice? Who will keep it healthy? And who do you refer to if it takes a turn for the worse? Just as you may consult with another healthcare specialist, so too should you seek out tax and accounting specialists to consult with regarding specific issues your practice may face. That's where we come in. We're Bean Gardner. And while your business is keeping people physically healthy, our business is helping you keep your practice financially healthy. We'll provide you with the innovative business solutions your practice needs without compromising your patient focus. Whether you're a doctor or dentist, a sole practitioner, or a multi-physician practice, before you see patients, come see us first. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Gardner. Find us online, beangardner.com. Bean Gardner.